听力课堂，听 class.com。
39. Preparation and developing your topic. Dialogue 1.
I've got to put together a sales pitch to give to our clients in the morning. You always give such amazing presentations. I was hoping you could give me some advice about how to win them over tomorrow.
Sure, it's easy. First of all,The secret to a successful oral presentation is to keep things simple. People are listening, and they usually don't have long attention spans. Stick to about 3 or 4 points, give an overview of the points, then present them one by one, and then summarize at the end. Be straightforward and organized, and you're sure to be remembered.
What kind of visuals should I use to support the presentation? Do you think I should use PowerPoint?
You should consider the size and interests of your audience. In other words, who is listening and what do they want to hear? You can put together a PPT with some graphics and animations that will catch people's attention. But be careful not to go overboard.
I think I can put something together, no problem. But when it comes to tomorrow, I'll just be a bundle of nerves. How can I get over my fear of speaking in public?
You know, stage fright is very normal. Most people get nervous before they have to speak in front of large groups. Just prepare well, rehearse beforehand, and trust that you will be great. And you will be.Dialogue 2. Aren't you going to give us a training workshop next week? How are things going on your preparation for the presentation?
I'm having trouble narrowing down my topic for the training. I want to speak about how to improve our sales technique, but there is so much to say. It's hard to get organized.
Our training group won't be very large.So you will have more time to focus on more areas. We can cover a lot of ground in an hour and a half if everyone is participating and paying attention.
I want to focus on some suggestions about making sales calls, and I was hoping to throw in a few role plays so that people get practice implementing the things I'm going to talk about. Do you think people will go for the role playing?
I think some people may be a little shy to do role-playing in front of the class, but if you are enthusiastic about your topic, you can help everyone to feel more at ease and willing to give it a try.